Yeah.
I get it.
All right.
As a matter of fact, Bob, I actually was working on the different – doing great, thank you. I was working on the website getting something – getting one page working is what I'm working on right now, just so we can get the registration set up. And I'm working on that very diligently. We've made progress, but I don't have – I can't pull the trigger yet. But hopefully by next week,
that's great.
Yeah, by next week I should have it. We should have at least one page. It might not be updated, other than someone would be able to register. And the reason I say that, we're going to connect the registration through TalkFusion, through the operation that Patty Sutherland has introduced to us. And that will be our new registry application will come, and then we'll have, and this is how it will work. When, you know, Derek hands out a card to someone, and they go online and register, and, you know, they go in, it says become a member, so they click on it. Information they put in will immediately send out a letter to the person like Derek, who gave the card, so he'll get an email saying, you got a new member of Hope.
I gave out some more Hope cards today.
Well, there you go, Derek. You're going to be a busy man, because when we get this going, you're going to have to go back and say hi to all these people.
Yeah.
It's in the works. I promise you, Derek, it is in the works. So, It'll be fun again, and we won't have to be chasing people down like we are right now. So I appreciate your patience and knowing that we're working to make it happen. Okay, so, hey, Robert, I have a question for you. I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were interviewing a gentleman who was the head of the Knights of Columbus for the United States in Washington. And he was talking how the Knights of Columbus all over the country are both raising funds and gathering clothing and gathering stuff to send and medical stuff to send to the Russian people who are under attack by he might as well be Hitler, because he's the same thing. He's killing people. In today's day and age, I just cannot believe that the world is letting this man invade another country and kill people like Hitler did. I thought we stopped this. It was going to never happen again. So, but the good news is that people like Knights of Columbus, your organization, Bob, are stepping up to the plate and reaching out to touch lives. And I want to congratulate you.
Yep. Millions and millions of dollars go every year to helping people through the Knights of Columbus, and it's a great organization, and it's a great family organization, and it's oriented like the Hope Collection. It's oriented to family also, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and. There's a lot of synergy between that organization and the Hope Collection, it's easy for me to be involved in both, because I know it just gives me some experience in both areas, you know. And I'm going to be coming back into the leadership areas of the Knights of Columbus again. I've been out for a while, but I'm going to be coming back in. Like you came back into the presidency of the board for the Hope. I'm doing that also for the Knights of Columbus. I'm very excited about that. Yeah. And thank you for mentioning that, Ronnie. That's you know, and we do work all over the world, just like Hope is involved in not only in the United States but in other countries. And I personally have involvement in Colombia and in Brazil and other Germany pretty soon through my grandson. And so we're expanding out into other areas. And I know Joel had businesses all over the world. The Hope Collection, he used the Hope Collection to prospect people for that also. So, and I know, Ronnie, you do too. So it's a great effort. The tools that we've had in the past were good tools, but there were some deficiencies, and that's what you're doing now with a team of people, getting those deficiencies corrected, and maybe streamlining the process and make it better for all of us. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ronnie, you got it? What else on your mind? Anything else on your mind? You still there, Ron? Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here.
You can hear me. I wanted to make sure.
I'm sorry. I'm here too. I'd stepped away from my phone. I had a lot of background noise, and I put it on mute, and I just walked away for a second. I'm back now.
Okay. I thought maybe you were having problems between the ears, the left ear and the right ear. You know.
What is Top Fusion, Ron?
Well, it's a company. It's a company, Derek. That what it does. It allows you to have a video like this, what we're doing right now. This is called Black Radio, okay? And really what it is, it's a phone. It's a telephone communication tool that allows us to be on this call for an hour, and it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you long-distance charges. It doesn't cost you phone charges. It's free, and we can communicate not just with you and me, Derek, but with Bob, and with Gary in Buffalo, and somebody in Florida, or somebody in California, all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Blog Radio. Now, that works through the computer. That's why it can operate free like this. Now, it's not free. The system costs, and the Hope Collection pays for this, so it's here every day. And now we've got a video version of it. So we're going to eventually, what's going to happen when you would call in on your computer, your camera would show you, and we could say hi to you, and you could see us, and we could see you.
See you through my phone, huh?
Yeah. So you go, look at that good-looking guy. So
I gave him more
hoops
today, Rod.
Ronnie, will that work with just a smartphone also?
You know what? I've found a couple complications. It seems to have a little complications because some phones are not equipped to handle what they call pixel. When you have a picture, it has millions of pixels. That's how they create the image on a phone, on a camera. And some phones do not have enough power to handle the two-way communication through Talk Fusion or Zoom. I say yes and no. Sometimes it can, but also it can be complicated and not work. I do know that if you're using a notebook, a laptop, or a regular computer, it works with no problem. As long as you got your computer hooked up to the internet, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I look forward to that being operational and using it in many ways going forward. So we might do like a Saturday morning Talk Fusion call for the coaches call someday, not too distant future. But I'll let everybody know, because if we do it in the morning, Saturday morning, I know some of you are like me. I get up at 8:45, and I run from the bedroom to the office to Linda's computer. I would have to stop and get out of my underwear, get some clothes on, go to the aisle, because the camera will be on. You don't want to see me in my underwear. So if we go that route, we're going to let everybody know. We got to let everybody know that we're going to be on camera. But we'll let you know. It won't be a surprise.
Well, that's great. And, Joel was talking about that many years ago. I don't know how many years ago, but at least a few years ago. About bringing the video onto the Hope Collection and onto the radio show. And that's an accomplishment that he was envisioning years ago. So I'm glad it's finally going to come to fruition. And that capability was used, by the way, for those who were not at the board meeting. It was used at the last board meeting. And it worked great. There were on my computer screen, there were pictures, live pictures of, I don't know, four or five different people that were on the video conference. So it's a great technology, and it's working. And so we can.
Well, you know,
it makes it
friendlier. We just become friendlier because we can talk to and see each other. So,
yeah,
that is definitely something that we want to do. So, well, anyways, I wanted to call in today and just say hi, let you know that I was really excited to see the Knights of Columbus recognized as being one of the world leaders and sending private aid. This isn't the government. This is the church.
Yep.
People from the church that support Knights of Columbus are sending, they're sending millions of dollars of aid to help the poor people that are being, and they are poor. You know, this would be just like if Canada decided to attack America and send tanks across the border and shooting our cities and knocking down buildings and shooting down apartment buildings where people live. It's no different. It's war. It's real cold war. It's what's not supposed to happen. The people that call themselves the peace people, well, they're not. They're liars. All they are is power people, and they want to have power and control everybody's life. And that's why we got war, because we got people that don't respect life. See, you don't go to war if you respect life. You go to war to manage and manipulate people. That's what Putin's doing, and we're letting them. And
power,
I know,
and money.
Bob,
that's what they're after. They're after power and money, and that's why many wars have started, like you said, just like this current war.
Well,
Putin is a very evil man that he's killing people just to get more power and money, and it's very evil.
Bob, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely telling the truth. So I just say to you, thank you, because you are a leader to help change the course of the world. And, you know, everybody that's part of the Hope Collection we're part of the armory of Christ. What we're doing is to help people overcome. Right now, that's what we do every day. And this show has been made to help people. And we're doing it.
I always wish there was a way we could reach out to the Ukrainian people. But I think the best thing we can do for them right now is to pray for all of them and every day, and to keep them in our prayers and ask God to help them and to free them, because that's what they want. They want freedom, and that's what they're fighting for. I think that's the best thing we can do for them right now. I don't think our government is going to step up to that, to that responsibility of helping the Ukrainian people, because they just seem to be sitting there watching it on TV every day, you know, and not doing anything about it. And I think they could be doing something a lot more than what they're doing.
I think you're right.
So,
I would just say, well, why don't we do this? Because we can pray. Let's do that right now. I'll lead the prayer if you like.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and each one of us on this phone today, whether it's Derek or Gary or Bob or anybody else, Lord, we're here. And although we physically may not be on our knees, our spirit went on our knees, Lord. We're praying to you to intervene and save the lives of so many people that are under attack from this evil, this lack of country that doesn't believe in the value of life. And that's the problem. Communist countries do not believe in the value of life. They believe in the state. The state, the government, is more important than any living person. So as a result, they can destroy life and not think twice about it. Lord, we know you're still in charge. And you can intervene, Lord, and bring a stop to this. Even as we're praying right now, I would pray that you would do this for our sisters and brothers in the UK. Lord, I ask that you empower us to help make this happen for your kingdom and your glory. And together we join our hearts in love and respect to honor you and ask you the thing to help these people that are so much hurting right now and need your intervention, need you to get involved to solve the dangers of war. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, this is a chance, you know, guys.
To make a difference. We appreciate it, Ronnie.
Well,
appreciate it so much, Ronnie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm looking forward to this year and what we're going to be able to accomplish this year through the Hope Collection and through the talk radio show. And I've already announced that I'm going to be emphasizing during this Thursday show each week from now on the family unit. And working with the family, because that's one of the main areas of the Hope Collection. And so I'll be talking a lot about that each Thursday. And I know, Ronnie, you'll be talking about one of the areas, and others on the board will that are running the Hope shows will be talking about that also. So I think that's a great idea. It's not a new idea because it's been around for a while. We wanted to do that, and some of you that have that host the radio shows have already gone in that direction, but I did not. But now I am. So, and the reason I chose that area was because I have a large family, and I've always had a lot of emphasis of my personal family, which has grown tremendously over the years. It's three generations now that I'm personally attributed to and helping and working with. So there's a lot there in my family, and I've gained a lot of experience and education in that area by doing it, by being a part of it. And being a part of their lives, so I think that will help a lot in allowing me to produce and to accomplish as much as I want to accomplish in that area. Does that make sense? Anybody?
I just want to acknowledge and thank you again, Robert, because you're loyal. I know every week you take time off your job, your business, to run this show. And we and everybody appreciates that at such a high level. And we can't do it without you. So thank you so much. And as we are going and growing forward, we're just going to make it a better world because that's what we do.
Yeah. You know, it's not about us, though. You know, it's about the people that we can help. That's what it's all about. And that's what I always tell everybody when I talk to them. I say, it's not about me. It's about you. Because we are focused on helping people by helping them to help other people. And that's the whole game. And we don't have any hidden agenda or anything like that. We just are willing to work with people as long as they want us to work with them. We have the tools, and we're going to have even better tools now pretty soon. And we're able to do that, you know. And we have the skills that the good Lord has given us to do that also. So we have the responsibility to do that because that's what God wants us to do. And I know that makes sense to you guys because you guys are, I'm preaching to the choir here, you know. But I hope that anybody out there that's listening, whether it's on the internet or they're just on the show listening, I hope that you understand that philosophy that it's all about the people that we're helping.
Absolutely.
Gary,
yeah. Yeah.
How are you doing, my friend? Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm interested in hearing more about the people in Ukraine because it's been on my heart to send a message to the people of Ukraine, and I wrote out a check and put it in the thing, and Linda says, wait a minute, we got to write something, a letter, and telling where those two checks are going. Because anybody can look through the thing and see the letter of the thing. We have not written that yet, but we're in the process of sending a check for $30 to help the people in Ukraine, with the idea of sending a van to, the van is almost paid for. They had raised $33,000 to send, and the last time I saw that, they had raised like $27,000. And I wanted to send something for that, get them over the hump. And also, there's a girl there that there's a building in Jerusalem, and it's right next door to the center of Jerusalem, where, you know, when President Trump moved the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It was a monumental move, and something found in the scripture, praying for the peace of Jerusalem and stuff. And I wanted to send $30 to that move for right next door to the Capitol building in Jerusalem is a huge building. and they wanted to convert it to, like, retreat where young Jewish people could be welcome and assigned, in right now you have to serve in the Israeli Defense Force from 17 to 19. No matter who you are, and some are service people, some are typists, some are, but you have to serve the state of Israel
yep.
as part of your doing, and it's called basically. Malcolm Rest Center, because this girl, Ida Malcolm, was like killed, stabbed to death by and they have a home there to dedicate to her memory, and and the old thing that the road to intention and to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, I don't want to be a good intention person. I want to be active in that. And when we can send something like that to Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, then I know I will have done something for the Lord, or rather he will have done something through me. Yeah, if that makes sense. I don't want to be a hearer of the word only, but I want to be a doer as well. So, but
that's great, Gary. That sounds like an awesome effort. And if you would send me some information on that, if you got it.
Uh-huh.
Either text or email, however you want to do it, I'd appreciate it. I can take a look at that and read it. That's great. I appreciate it. Ronnie has dropped off, we have about 30 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Spanish ministry and the things that I'm doing to help them.
Okay.
And so, if you'd stick on, you might have some questions as I go through it, and maybe a little bit how that relates to the family also, because that's. That's a family effort that I'm doing. I'm teaching one of the things I'm doing that I started in that ministry. First, I started through my church because we have a Spanish ministry in our church. I joined that primarily to meet some of the Spanish people. And at the time, most of them spoke very little English or didn't speak English at all. They just spoke Spanish. And the particular church services that we had with them were in Spanish also. So one of the things that I decided I had to do is I had to learn more Spanish than what I knew. I knew very little Spanish at the time. So I've been doing that, too, as sort of as part of my self-development in that area. But I'm not near there yet. I'm still on the beginning phases of that. But anyway, I talk with the Spanish people, and some of them talked enough English that they could communicate with me. I tried to identify what were important to them, what kinds of things could we be helping them with. And the first one was to learn the English language. That was the first thing they wanted to learn. We set up a program where we went into families' homes, and this was a family situation. We were trying to develop it through family groups. And at one time we had about 10 of them, 10 different family groups that we were working with, and training them on the English language. And we used a workbook that one of the members found where he was working, and he was able to get workbooks for us that would help the Spanish people to learn the words, first of all, the English words, and then how to write those words down, and how to the differences between the Spanish word and the English word, and then how to use those in a sentence, and then how to develop those sentences into a paragraph, so they could do composition, and they could do writing to different people. And we used translators a lot, and I had recommended that to all of them, that they get a translator on their phone so that they could translate from Spanish to English and vice versa. So we used a lot of those tools, technology tools, and the manual workbook. Like a little classroom training in their homes, and that worked out very well. But then one thing happened: the coronavirus hit. After about the second year, we were doing that, maybe even the third year, I'm not sure. Then we had to stop it because the Spanish people were very afraid of the coronavirus. And they actually locked themselves in their homes and didn't want anybody visiting them. So we had to stop it. And we started it up again. I'm working with a couple of individual people right now, and we're going to expanding that even more back to families again. So that's just an area that was very important to them. And that's why we started that, and they are so appreciative of someone taking the time to help them to learn the language and to help them to become more acclimated to the country that they're living in, and they are very proud to be part of this country, and they are making contributions, and that's what excited me that they were not just looking for a handout, but they wanted to be part of the country, and they wanted to be a citizen, and they wanted to be contributing to our country. I was willing, and the self-satisfaction that I got out of helping them, I was willing to work with them. I've never charged anybody for any of my time to do that. Because I didn't need to. I didn't need to have a payment for that. God was giving me the payment that I needed, and that's all I needed. And I'm not bragging about this. I'm just saying that's the way I approached it. I know people that are life coaches like me, and they charge for their service, and I've never charged for that service. And I tell people, I said, I'm certified a life coach, and I don't charge for the service. And because I've been coaching people all my life, my family, my children, and my wife, and and others, friends I've been coaching all my life, and so I did that all for free, and I'm not bragging about my ability to do things. I'm just talking to people that are listening and telling them that, hey, you can do it too. You know the English language real well, and maybe you've taken Spanish in school when you went to high school or something. So you probably know more about it than I do. So you can do this, and I encourage other people to do it. And guess what? The Spanish people are doing it too. Those that have gotten fairly proficient in the English language now, they are teaching other Spanish people the English language. And so that's the philosophy that we have, and the model that we have through the Hope Collection is helping people by helping them to help other people. And they're doing that. And they're very very good at doing that, and they're very willing to do it, and they're very motivated. And when anybody helps them, they're so motivated and so appreciative that gets me excited also. If they weren't motivated to do anything with it, then I wouldn't be doing it, because it's not accomplishing what we want to accomplish. But since they are so motivated, and everything I've ever helped one of the Spanish people with, they thank me numerous times and show me their appreciation for doing it. And so that's important also. And we need to tell people about that. Other people so that they, when they have something done for them, that they appreciate it. Jesus taught it, said. He said, spread the word. And he said, I will help you to do that. And when you do it, people will be appreciative, and it'll come back to you in greater numbers than what you've been able to give. Mm-hmm. And that's true. I know. I've experienced that in my lifetime. And I'm not a young man anymore, so I've had a lot more experience than the rest of you. So I think that it's important for us to do that in our own families, and for us to help other families as well. And one by one, we're going to make for a better world. We have people in this program. They're involved with the Hope Collection. That were involved for many years, like Dr. Joel Griffin and Burl Welk and others that have passed on. But their legacy now is, we know what their legacy is, and we need to carry it forward. And we need to expand on it like we're doing. Ronnie talked about expansion and making it bigger and better. And making it more easy for people to use and to learn. I remember when some of the websites came up, it was very hard to navigate those websites because we didn't know what was in there, we didn't know how to do it, and all that kind of stuff. But we learned it, even though it was cumbersome, and even though it was difficult sometimes, we learned how to use it. And now it's going to be even easier for people to use once all these software programs are updated and improved. I see where that's going to be a big help for me promoting the family because we can show the programs online to the families, and we can do it now, as Ronnie said. Using video in addition to audio like we're using on this program, we can do it in video, and so that's going to be a tremendous improvement also, being face to face, because I've always preferred meeting with people face to face rather than doing it in an audio conference. So it's gonna be a good improvement for us, And we won't have to travel thousands of miles every year to meet people face-to-face. We'll be able to do it using the video arrangement, the video conferencing. So that's a tremendous improvement. And I'm supporting that all the way, you know, completely. When I was working for AT&T, I had a team of people that was working on improving their computer systems. And I know it takes a lot of money to do that, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of people resources to do that. So we all just need to be patient. And these improvements will be made, and they will be put onto the websites, and it will be better. And we are not perfect human beings, and the changes that will go into the website won't be perfect either, because we have to work with them, and changes need to be made. More changes need to be made. We will make them. And they will be improved over time. So that's the way it works with computer systems. I know from many years of experience in that, that you don't implement a new computer system and it's perfect. It will have some bugs in it, and those have to be corrected over time. And this is no different. We will experience that also in this. We're hopeful that they will be good enough when they come up that we can use them despite some deficiencies that they may have. But if there are some, they will be fixed and over time. So I tell everybody, please be patient. Be patient with it. Be patient with this current development that's going on, because it will take time and it takes money. And it takes human resources to make it work. It will be done, and it will be accomplished. And that was Dr. Joel Griffin's vision also before he died, was to, and he had Anna Kraut working on a number of improvements before he died, and those were being implemented. So, I don't know why I got off the subject a little bit of the family talking about computer systems, but it's related. It's related because those systems and those websites will be used by people, and they will be used by families. I have a number of my family members involved in business with me, and so we work together, and we use processes and systems to make that work more efficiently and to be more efficient ourselves, to be more productive. So that's the way it works, folks. And I know that you've all have experienced that as well in your families, and because we have an obligation to our families. We have a responsibility for our families, each of us, to help them to not only be dedicated and connected to the Lord, but also to be helping other people in their whatever they're working on and whatever they're doing in their life. I've preached that to my children for years, and I've told them that bringing out the best in people is much more important than trying to put them down. It's much more important to lift people up rather than put them down. And my parents used to always say to me, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, don't say anything, you know. And that's very important, you know what I mean? I learned that as a very young boy. And I always try to keep my mouth shut when people were putting other people down. Or I might say to them, well, you know, it's better to try to lift them up than to put them down, you know. And sometimes people would listen, and sometimes people would want to argue with me about that. But that's just part of life, you know, because we're all different. We're all the same in many ways, but we're also all different. So you got any comments you want to add to that, Gary? We have about 15 minutes left here.
I was just saying that, well, you got a lot of experience in life. In May I'll be 73. But I don't know.
No.
We've been talking to my son, Brian, and over the years we've had, like, arguments and stuff, and he would always come back to the fury and sit down and say, "Dad." I know when he says "Dad" and there's a silence, it's going to be something heavy. Yeah, what's happening? And
yep.
He says, "You were right. You were right." And I said to myself, not to him, but to myself, "Thank you, Lord." And
yep.
Wow. So, wow.
Yep.
But
yep.
I don't know. In the last, 3 years, he's really come into his own as a man of God, and questioning sometimes, like we all do from time to time, but remaining strong in faith. And, awesome.
Yep. I think that family values are so important in a family. Having good values, and the parents having those good values first and then passing them on to their children, I think is just extremely important. And I'm not perfect in that area, but I have tried to pass on some of the important values to our children, like believing in God and thanking Him and supporting whatever plans He has for you. I've tried to teach them to listen to God, because He does talk to us. And He doesn't, it's not like a big speech comes out of the clouds and talks to us. It doesn't work that way. It's a feeling we have, or it's a message that comes into our brain. And that's how He communicates with us. And it comes through our Holy Spirit. So I keep teaching our children those kind of values. And to be honest about things in life, don't lie, you know, just be honest, you know, and in the long run, that'll pay off more than lying. Lying gives people guilt in their life. And where does guilt come from? It comes from the devil. He wants us to feel guilty, because that puts us down. I just think that it's so important to have all those family values and to put other people first. You know, first you have to learn to the principles for yourself, but then you can teach those principles to other people. And doing it in a subtle way, like Joel always did. Joel always was very subtle in how he introduced new things to us. And he didn't just come out and say, "Okay, I've got this here idea and I want you all to do it." You know, he didn't do it that way. He presented to us and he would ask us our opinions on how does that strike you? Is that something you might be interested in? You know, remember, how Joel promoted to you, Gary, on being the host of the radio show. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't come. He didn't come right out and ask you to do it. He just hinted that maybe you might want to do that. You know, I remember a couple of times I heard him talking to you about that. That's the way he handled it with all of us. He was not a push. He didn't push us into things. He actually kind of led us into things with subtle comments and suggestions, which is what a life coach does. You know, we make suggestions to people, and we make recommendations to them. But we don't say to them, "Well, you got to do this, or you got to do that, you got to do." No, it don't work that way. We give them ideas, put ideas in their mind, and tell them to think about it and see if that's something they might want to try, something they might want to do.
What's it say in the script here? I planted the seed, and Apollos watered, but the Holy Spirit gave the increase. And wow, awesome.
Yep.
We don't know.
You remember, I know you. Go ahead, Greg.
We don't know many times when we're on the call. Maybe somebody is called in, but they don't speak. We have no idea on this side of heaven who will come in to heaven because of what the Holy Spirit has prompted us to say.
Yep.
I don't know.
You know, everything we're talking about today.
If they just hear that we say, the Holy Spirit prompted us to say, and then maybe they meet somebody else, and somebody else says something else that prompts them to think on spiritual matters.
Yep.
And then someone else down the road leads them to Christ.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
wow.
Everything I've been talking about today, and what Ronnie was talking about, and what you're talking about, all comes from the heart. We're not reading from a prepared speech or reading from a book or anything like that. Things that we're talking about are things that come from our hearts, and things that we have learned over the years, and are ways that we've found are successful in helping other people. And I've learned a lot of that. I give the good Lord credit for it, for instilling the right values in our hearts and in our minds. But then Dr. Joel Griffin, as a messenger from the Lord, has done a lot to help all of us. He's done a tremendous amount. I don't know how it works in heaven, but I believe he's up there, and I believe he's coaching us even from up there, you know. I'm trying my best to follow the legacy that he left for us. And that legacy primarily concerns helping as many people as you possibly can and use the tools that have been developed and the skills that God has given you to do that. And that's what that's primarily what Joel was all about. And he was there. He said, "My phone is open. You come in anytime you want." You know, and he gave his phone out to so many people. And I know he was a very busy man. He was always active in some area in his life where he could help more people. So he gave us a tremendous example. It's just like Jesus gave the disciples and all of us through his holy word, gave us tremendous examples of what was the right thing to be doing and how we could work and how we could help other people. those that were less fortunate than us, you know, and those that needed help, those that were hungry. That's just some areas that I've learned over the years to try to help people. And I do that all the time. I'm doing it with the Spanish people now. I'll do it with anybody. There's a young man that Derek, not a young man, he's almost 60 years old now, but he's young compared to me. But anyway, Derek brought him on and into my life and into Ron Clayton's life. Called John Tate. As a matter of fact, he's from Tennessee, like Derek is. And he approached me. He says, Bob, he says, I would like to be able to help the convicts that are coming out of prison. He says, we hear all about helping other people, helping veterans and helping others. But he says, we don't hear a lot about helping those convicts that come out of prison and are just dumped back into society when they come out. They have no jobs. They have many of them have no home to live in, and they have their family has deserted them. So they need a lot of help, and it's very similar to the veterans coming back from the war or from a tour overseas. A lot of them find themselves in the same situation as the convicts, and he says I want to set up a website that will help them. I said, well, listen, I said, I don't think you need to do that, John. I said, what I think you need to do is to come and work with us in the Hope Collection, and we will integrate that desire into the Hope Collection where you can help the convicts through the Hope Collection. I said, because I think we have everything in there that you need through all of our websites to help those convicts. He says, oh, Bob, he says, that sounds wonderful. So he and I are working on that, and Derek, too. The three of us are working on that because Derek brought him forward. It's just an example of if our eyes and ears and our hearts are open to helping people, then we find people like this. And I have many people, there's Spanish people in the Spanish ministry also that have come to me because they have desires and interests in a certain area, and so we're helping them. In particular, one young lady I'm helping right now is in her English composition. About once a week I'll help her. On her, because she's going through college, she has a hard time writing English in her papers that she has to hand in. So I'm helping her in that area is to straighten out the words, the right words that need to be there, and the punctuation. The Spanish people, when they write, they don't punctuate. You know, I mean, they have very little punctuation, and the vowels are a big problem for them too because they don't have the same all the vowels that we have. So I have to help them in those areas a lot. But she's very very enthused about the fact that somebody's willing to help her, we only meet about once a week for about an hour, and we go over the papers that she has written for assignments for that particular week, she's a straight A student, and that's I'm helping her in that area, so she's about 35 years old now. I call her a young lady because she is. Compared to me, she's a young lady, but she is, she has four children and married, very happily married, trying to improve her ability to support her family. Her husband is a very hard worker, and he produces a good income for her family, but she also they also have a need for other things that they want. So that's why I'm helping, because I believe that that's what God wants me to do. And I know you and others on the team are also doing the same thing, Gary. And I mention all that just to tell anybody that might be listening on the internet, because I know you and I are the only ones that are on the show right now. But anybody else that's on the internet, I'm mentioning it for them to understand what the whole class is all about. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah,
I think we're out of time.
Well, yeah. Does this husband of the 35-year-old woman, does he speak English?
Or? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Does he speak English? Her husband?
Am I still helping them in their houses? Is that what you asked?
No. Does the husband of the 35-year-old woman speak English?
Oh. Well, I met her through her mother. Her mother's a friend of mine. I met her through her mother and her mother's husband in our church. Her mother basically asked me if I would help her. And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started, you know. And I started helping her.
Yeah.
And we meet in their apartment. We go through that for about an hour once a week. Once a week that I devote to the radio show. I can do the same thing with this young lady. And if I did that for 20 people or so, wouldn't that be a good thing if I can help them all to have a better life?
Yes.
Would you agree with that? I thought you would agree with that. And so that's the reason I do it, you know? Go ahead, Dan.
So, excellent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Awesome. And I keep telling people I'm not bragging about me. It's because it's not about me. It's just to let people know what it is that each of us are doing in the Hope Collection. And I'm not the only one doing it. You know, there's many people that are doing those kinds of things, and many people are working with other people. And I know you're one of them, and you helped us for years in the Hope Collection, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you so much. You and Linda both, your wife Linda, you're just tremendous assets to an organization like the Hope Collection, and I appreciate it, what you guys do. Just coming on the show like today, you came on the show. And we talked a little bit about different things. That's a help, but it's not helping me so much. It's helping the people that are listening, you know.
Yeah.
And if we can give them one idea that helps them each week, that's a good thing. I know you agree with that, Gary. So listen, we're way past the time, so I'm gonna close the show for now. Thank you for coming on, Gary, and I thank Ronnie and Derek for coming on also. Derek and I usually start the show early, he and I talk a little bit during it, and then later on he drops off So Derek gets as much as his mind can hold, and then he moves on, you know. But I tell you, he's a hard worker, and he's working on identifying people that we can talk to every single day. He's doing it through Hope cards. He's doing it through Messenger. He's doing it through sending links to people. He's doing it through inviting people to the Hope Show, inviting people to conference calls, inviting people to talk to me and anybody else that he invited. This guy John that I told you about that wants to develop the website to help the inmates from that get out of prison. He talked to Ronnie about the travel business. So there's because I had referred him to Ron. I said, talk to Ron Clayton. And he did. And he talked to Ron about helping his wife to set up a missionary meeting, all the travel arrangements. And he also talked to him about the travel business. So, see, it's us working together as a team. And I know you and I work together, and Ron and I work together, and others on the team work together. So we can't possibly do it all because there's so much to give to people. And we have to work together as a team, and we do. And Joe always promoted that also, is each of us working together. All right, my friend. God bless you and Linda and your family. And you guys have a great day. And may you stay healthy and happy and continue to be motivated to help people.
All right,
okay, my friend.
God
bless you, and I love you, Gary. I love you as a friend. I love you as a fellow worker together, helping people. So have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.